Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Okay, TLDL is when you're given just the slightest excuse to believe something you previously were very suspicious about. Don't just go, well, now I guess it's settled. Now I guess it's settled. Never mind all that suspicion. I mean, really actually weigh it and go, geesh, this might be in the favor of me being wrong. But does it overwhelm all of my suspicions? And if it, you've got to ask yourself that question, because bullshitters be bullshitting. Now, what I'm talking about is, yes, you can hear my co-host in the background. He wants his food meow. And not later. He wants his food meow. And I'm like, didn't I already feed you? And he said, meow. But I did already feed you. Yes, I did. I did, co-host. So what I'm talking about is, after Biden on Friday, or even Saturday, his campaign advisor saying, nope, no plans to step down. After on Sunday, his staffers for his campaign are literally like, no, we didn't get told. Like, what are the odds that of all the people that a political figure is close to, and it feels like they have the obligation to speak to personally because of their dedication and their devotion, it's the people on the campaign side. And he didn't talk to them. And then we get a statement that is not on the president, has no presidential seal, is not on letterhead, and it is not his signature. In that, I think the middle initial looked really odd, but then more specifically, it's underlined and he never underlines it. So, based on that, and he doesn't get on video of the most important moment like this since Nixon in 72, he doesn't get on video. Nixon got on video. This is as close as we get to that. No one's been removed. This is as close as we've gotten since. For the good of the country. He couldn't get on video, not for 2 minutes. Now, I have my pet theory. We'll recover it. But first, I want to talk about this silly-ass video. Well, you know, it's really weird. We don't have proof of life. We haven't seen him since Wednesday. And then he, quote, signed something that is garbage. That's not the way he'd sign it. And does not look official in any way, shape, or form. And now he's not on video. Not the day after either. Just audio. But don't worry. Now he's shown up because he's headed back to the White House after dropping out. Okay, where's Jill? Where's Jill? Not in this picture. Not saying she goes with him every time, but surely she was with him in Vermont, right? No, she's not here. Isn't she usually around to help him up and down? So, interesting. So, I'm going to let you hear the audio, but you can go see it. I mean, it's on Fox News. And what I'm going to point out is something that I want you to think about. And honestly, I was proud of the different viewers that thought the same thing as me. And all it is him getting out of the presidential SUV and then taking his little walk over to the steps of Air Force One. So, I'm going to let you listen, and then I'm going to interject and see if you get why.
Mr. President, how are you feeling?
Mr. President, how are you feeling?
How are you feeling?
Are you feeling?
Well,
what?
Come
on, talk to us. How are you feeling since you dropped out of the race, sir?
How are you feeling about Harris's campaign?
Can Harris
step,
beat Trump?
Step, 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 flat, step, 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 flat.
All right, are you picking up what I'm laying down, dogs?
I mean, I'm glad that a narrative didn't turn into he went to a hospital, because some people were wondering that. And then is he going to be like, oh, well, we don't need to ever see him again, because after all, he went to the hospital. And but come on, bruh. This is not enough of a reason for you to drop your cynicism. Now, it might be in 2 days and 3 days. Or it might be that they finally lined up another fake. or they decide to do AI. But at this moment, you should not drop your suspicion because he went from a limousine to Air Force One. You shouldn't. To do so would be silly. Now, as far as what I think minimally occurred, is that Biden said, go screw yourself. I am not going to be a part of you blackmailing me or making me drop out when I had no intention to do so. And Jill said, go screw yourself. Joe is not going to be a part of you blackmailing him, and he's not going to participate in an exercise that that makes it look like he actually dropped out. Now, the mayor said, I mean, you do what you want. We'd rather not be Vince Fostered. We'd rather not be Ron Browned. We'd rather not be Seth Riched. So do what you want, but we are not going to participate voluntarily. So you're going to have to deal with that shit yourself. And so they said, well, I mean, you don't have to. As long as you'll keep your mouth shut, then we don't have to deep six you. And if you need to go cool off for a couple days, cool off for a couple of days. So it is quite possible and plausible, still definitely on the table, that that's all that was happening. And therefore, Biden has had his couple of days to cool off. And then his appearance is just going to Air Force One. But it is also still on the table. Nothing has ruled out that Biden is not around. And all I got to tell you for this is the Ireland thing. A real crease in the neck. Go try to crease 100, 1,000, 1,000,000 backs of necks. Just rub your finger across them and see how many create a definite sharp crease in the neck that then stays the back of the neck. None of them will, dumbass. And I love some people are like, people don't understand reality. Go try to crease the back of a neck. The neck is attached to, you know, fat underneath the skin, and muscles are right there. It is not like the flabby part of your chin as you get older. It's the back. It's your back of your neck doesn't have that loose skin. And it'll get a little bit looser, but not like that. Not like a clear, vertical, sharp crease that stays. It's still attached to the rest of your body. So if that can happen in Ireland, and it did, then how is it that I can see a barely speaking Biden just walking like Biden, having to say, well, and then going up the stairs at a very brisk pace, and I should say, well, I guess the argument's over. I should drop that now. You should not drop shit. Now, you can withhold your judgment, or you can also go, fuck you guys. He's walking too fast, and that's your that's your tell. You know, I've been fascinated with this idea that, you know, it's been quite some time since I first heard it, that the elites go, hey, man, we got to give them a warning. We got to tell them. And I imagine that can be directly or indirectly. But if they still fall for it after we tell them, after we give them as much information as they need to go, fuck you guys, enough is enough. If they still fall for it, it's their own problem. Now, of course, they tilt the table with that because they also then control the response mechanisms. So as some of us are going, fuck you, you fucking liars, it never hits the critical mass because they're lying to themselves. Well, you know, we tried to tell them, so our conscience is clear. You tried to tell us, and a lot of us said, you're full of shit, but then a lot of us got censored. And then you own a bunch of journalists via Mockingbird and the like, and then you own big tech that mysteriously and proprietarily, quote-unquote, changes the censorship algorithm. So you can go ahead and convince yourself you have a clear conscience because you told the people and the people didn't respond to your tyranny. But we know that you rigged the game. So again, this is, do we know that this is fake? Absolutely not. The Ireland is a fake. The Ireland one is a fake. That is not Joe Biden. But we don't know that 100% of Biden's appearances are fake. I don't know that. Do you know that? I don't know that. I know it happens because it happened once and it was a big event. And Biden didn't say, who the hell's this? Huh, I just came in the room and over there's Joe Biden. That's the funniest thing ever, right? Hey, there's another Joe Biden. Also, if I just may rant a little bit. The white hats, they kill me. The people believe it in the white hats. Guys, I want to have the faith of, don't you worry. Don't you worry, the white hats are on the way. I'd love to. But a couple of things, and I've said it before, but then why did they take 8 years? If they're rounding people up, just believe in the plan, guys. For the first time ever, I watched a long video of a guy who had a live chat. And he's all like, Q to Q. You got to look at the Q drops. You got to look at the Q drops. Oh, did you notice how the tweet went out at 1642? So let's go look at Q drop 1642. I don't think there's that many. Let's look at, did you see how the tweet went out at 941? Let's go look at Q drop 941. Aha! But what I think about what's interesting about the white hats, besides the fact that, well, if you punish them, then why would you punish them in the dark and put up an imposter? How does that deter politically criminal behavior?
Don't you worry, it's not even the real Biden. He's already been punished and hung.
Then why is fake Biden doing some really evil shit if you're in charge? What? But then I love this part also, that if you're white hats and you want everybody to know and reveal, wouldn't it be as simple as, okay, we know sometimes Biden is supplemented by a different Biden.
Oh, him's tired. Him's tired, can't make it. We know it's not in his window. Or not in his window of strength. So bring over Bill. No, it's not Bill. It's, wouldn't it be funny if it's like, Tyrone?
Tyrone's one of the best Biden imitators we have. He just got a knack for impersonating people's mannerisms. Anyway, we bring him over. And don't the white hats know? I mean, if I know, the white hats know. So why don't we just, during one of the events where really any of them, but you'll be able to tell quick enough if you're a white hat. Okay, that's one of the imposters. Just go over and pull the damn mask off. Wouldn't it all be over? Wouldn't we know it's all just a game and we could start over again and say, okay, this has got to go. Clearly, if some motherfuckers be putting masks on other people to say the president's there, the whole thing has to be reset. Let's get these fuckers in jail. Now, you don't get to impersonate the president with somebody in a costume. So you're fucking done. And white hats can't do that.
Just be patient, everybody. It's all going to come to a culmination.
Holy shit, white hats. What the fuck, Q people? I want to believe in some of it.
Oh, yeah, they've gotten rid of the dumbs. The deep underground military bases. Yeah.
That's awesome. Hillary Clinton's been dead for 7 years. Well, who's this bitch that keeps doing shitty evil things then?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, it's got to be believable.
Why? Why wouldn't we serve to have... Why wouldn't society be served if you decided she really did do bad shit to say exactly why she did it? Have the military tribunal in front of everybody and say, this is no if... This is no yes or no. This is what's happening and why. Now watch her hang. If you're the white hats and want to reset society to true justice based on some moral code, then why wouldn't you show that? I know I got a little long with that. I was initially just saying, Oh, Biden's been spotted. Has he? Has he? Okay, well, also, when Frank Caliendo was on, you know, some podcast 25 years after his peak, hey, guess what? During the podcast, we heard Howard Cosell. Howard Cosell's been heard. Jesus sake. John Madden is alive. Shut the fuck up. And yes, I did mean you, co-host. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. A little bit of levity, I suppose, there with the way I approached it. But seriously, you can't. It's as though a magician shows you the fake trick. You go, no, this is how you do it. Now you know, kiddos.
Well, now I know how you do it. Now I get it.
No, you don't, you dumbasses. Stop being naive. Stop falling for liars continuing to lie.
Well, I mean, I guess it gave me a token reason to believe that suddenly he's not a pathological liar.
Listen, liars be lying, man. When they give you the smallest excuse,
oh, no, man. No, girl. I was at the grocery store.
For 2 hours?
The grocery store is really crowded.
You motherfucker.
But it caught me on camera.
Yeah. It wasn't me. Liars be lying. When they give you a flimsy fucking excuse, don't go, oh, I guess so then. You don't have the investment with some person you, quote, love here. It's not a relationship.
Well, I do have to give them the benefit of the doubt. That's what good humans do, is give people who are possibly lying the benefit of the...
No, you don't. This is a known cheater, a known liar. You don't give them any benefit of the doubt. They're gaslighters. Stop giving them the benefit of the doubt. You don't owe them anything. They fucking lied to you for the last 15 years. Stop giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, no, Biden's now been spotted. I guess I don't question nothing.
Okay, well, fine then. When there's a picture of me, you know, sleeping with another woman, then I hope my wife, and it's definitely me, well, I hope my wife goes,
well, I mean, you said she was just checking you for venereal diseases, so I don't know why you were moaning so much, but were you clear?
I was clear. That's the great thing, honey. I was clear. She did a very thorough check. Jesus H. All right, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth.